Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you under the auspices of Kingdom Builder International Institute, under the direction of Pastor and Prophetess Teresa Dox. Amen. Today is the day. Oh, a wonderful day. I am delighted to be here to share a word with you, because today is the day the Lord has made, and we will be glad and rejoice in it. Amen. Amen. I'm going to continue on from last week for a little bit. We've been talking about angels. I will be coming out of Isaiah and Ezekiel and a few other books. Amen, amen. We're talking about angels. We're talking about knowing who the angels are and how we worship, like some of us worship angels that we think are angels, and yet they turn out to be something else. We're talking about angels today, my brothers and sisters. Let us pray. We're going to talk. Let us pray. Amen. Father God, we praise you for our love and faithfulness towards your children. We praise you for being a perfect, a omnipotent, omnipresent, a just, an honest, a trustworthy God that is bigger than all evil we experience here on earth. Amen. We ask that you give us eyes to see when evil is before us and behind us, hearts to hate evil and desire to flee from its presence. We ask that you would not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil and draw us closer to you. Amen. We ask for the Lord, and we ask for you, Father, your long-expecting Jesus, to come quickly and make all things new. We ask these things in your precious name, Yeshua. Amen, amen, and amen. God is just so good today. Oh, he's an awesome God. God is good. You know, we need not, in Romans 12 and 17, it talks about do not repay anyone evil for evil. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. It says, be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my friend, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, said the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. That's in Romans 12 and 17. Amen. You know, as we pray for against the evil, you know, in Matthew 6 and 13, it says, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. You know, sometimes, my brothers and sisters, our pride often trick us into thinking we can deal with evil on our own. That we can't, and we know we cannot. Even if we try, we will fail. When you try to deal with evil and your surroundings on your own, you're not going to make it because you cannot do it without the Lord. You can't lean to your own understanding. You have to pull away and draw from something else. Draw from the Word. Draw from the Word. We must pray to our Heavenly Father, and we must ask Him for deliverance. We must ask Him for healing, for salvation. Amen. We must ask. I mean, God is just so good. We're talking about angels. My brothers and sisters, we're talking about angels. Here's a little story about Jackie has a lady named Jackie. She has an experience that occurred during her birthday celebration. Amen. She said that she had run across the playground to play. To place her crown on a bench as she was running. And while she was running to her friends, three boys tripped her. Now she said on this playground was filled with metal objects and wood chips. Jackie said when she went flying and something hit her just below the eye. But she said that, but I felt something pull me back when I fell. And Jackie said that the teacher said that they saw me sort of flying forward, then fly back at the same time. As they hurried me to the nurse's office, I heard an unfamiliar voice keep telling me, don't worry, I'm here. God doesn't want anything to happen to his baby. You know, God is just so good. We're talking about angels, and I'm quite sure most of us, or I should say all of us, had experienced an angel in our life, and that we might not have recognized it right then, but we had experienced an angel in our life. And I don't care what it may be. It could be crossing the street and you almost got hit by a car, but something pulled you back. You could be driving and you passed through a green light and someone ran through the red light on their side and yet it missed you. We're talking about an angel, my brothers and sisters. Angels, are they real? Yes, they are. They're here. They're a heavenly host. There's many of them. They're legions to protect us and watch over us. There was a nurse, and they called this nurse an angel. And this happened in some years ago in 1998. And Luke was diagnosed with a bone cancer at the tender age of 8. As sometimes happened, he came down with an infection, which meant he had to go to the hospital. He was there for about 2 weeks, and that's when something remarkable happened. One evening, Luke's mother was sitting at his bedside, quietly praying as he slept. A nurse came into the room to check Luke's temperature. But his mother noticed something rather peculiar about her. The nurse was wearing an old-fashioned uniform of the type that would have been common 30 years earlier in the 60s. The nurse noticed that Luke's mother had a Bible by the side of his bed. She said that she was a Christian, too, and said she would pray for Luke's healing. Luke's family had never seen this odd nurse before, and they never saw her again in Luke's remaining time at the hospital. Luke said, "I came out the hospital fully healed of my infection." Says Luke, he said, he who was 19 when he told this story. He said, remarkably, he is now completely free of cancer. Said, my mom believed this nurse could have been a guardian angel coming down to give my mom some hope. Luke said, if she wasn't an angel, why would she be wearing 1960s old-fashioned nursing clothing? We're talking about angels, my brothers and sisters. Angels all around us. And angels we must recognize. And we know angels are spirit beings. Angels are spirit beings. There's no descriptions given in the Bible of what they look like in their true essence. I'm just continuing on from next week, from last week, my brothers and sisters, so in case you're tuning in. Although angels do not have a physical form like humans, they do have some type of localized form. They occupy some space. Whatever their normal form is like, it is a form adapted to the unseen spiritual realm. Though the Bible does not comment about their usual form, it does say that there are various types of bodies in heavens as well upon the earth. Amen? We're talking about angels, my brothers and sisters. It says, not all flesh is alike, but there is one flesh for human beings, another for animals, another for birds, another for fish. There are both heavenly bodies and earthly bodies. But the glory of the heavenly is one thing, and that of all the earthly is another. Comes out of 1 Corinthians 15 and 39. We cannot make any conclusion beyond this point. Usually, angels not seen. In most cases, angels are seen by people in their ordinary activities. They are not visible. For example, Balaam could not see the angel standing in front of him in the robe. However, the donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing in the robe with a draw sword in his hand. Thus, the donkey turned off the robe and went into the field. And Balaam struck the donkey to turn it back onto the robe. That's in Numbers 22. Because the donkey saw what was before him, but Balaam did not. Amen. We're talking about angels. We're talking about angels. Who are your angels? And are you recognizing your angels? Are you like Balaam there where you cannot see the drugs in front of you that's harming you? Are you like Balaam that you cannot see the depression that is taking over your life? Are you like Balaam where you can't recognize that you're disrespecting your mother and your father? That your days are short. Are you like Balaam that you're not recognizing the angel that is trying to lead you down that path of righteousness? Are you like Balaam? Can you see? Can you not see the angel? And if you cannot, don't lean to your own understanding. There's others around you. There's safe havens around you that can steer you in the right direction. Amen. Elijah prayed that the eyes of his servant would be open to see the angels around him. Then Elijah's prayed, "Oh Lord, please open his eyes." Talking about his servant's eye, that he may see. So the Lord opened the eyes of the servant, and he saw the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire around Elijah's, 2 Kings 6 and 17. We talk about the chariot of fire are terms that refer to angels. We talk about angels, my brothers and sisters. Angels. Not all angels are recognizable. The angels have no recognizable form, can be seen as follows. Many times they appear to people without even being recognized as angels. They look no different than ordinary men. Amen. Then the woman came and told her husband, saying, "A man of God came to me, and his appearance was like the appearance of the angel of God. Very awesome. And I did not ask him where he came from, nor did he tell me his name. The angel of the Lord did not appear again to Manoah and his wife." Then Manoah realized that it was the angel of the Lord. And that's in Judges 13 and 6. We're talking about angels, my brothers and sisters. Can we recognize that angel that's in front of you? Can we recognize that angel that is walking with you down that path of destruction? Can we recognize that angel? Is that angel in disguise to you, that your eyes are not open to see what's in front of you? Abraham had an angelical visitor that looked at human. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre as he sat at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day. He looked up and saw three men standing near him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent entrance to meet them and bowed down to the ground. These angels look like men to him. As in Genesis 18:1. Can we recognize the angels that are before us? Or are we looking at certain things of that image that we see that is just a desire that we want? Amen. And that desire that we want is not of God. But yet that same desire that we see makes us feel good, makes us feel strong, makes us feel invincible. Is that an angel? Is that the devil in disguise that's leading you? And you think this is hunky-dory. Everything is feeling so good. Everything looks so good. I feel fine. I got her. I got him. And yet, that individual, that fame, will be your worst nightmare. That thing will lead you down and will only kill, steal, and destroy your temple. We're talking about angels, my brothers and sisters. Angels. Angels that appear as men. You know, though angels are sexless creatures, when they appear in scriptures, they are always described as looking like men, not women or children. For example, at the tomb of Jesus, we are told that the angels appeared, but Mary stood crying outside the tomb. As she cried, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. That's in John 20, 11, 15. Amen. You know, I recall one of my oldest brother, and he was in the hospital, and Prophetess and I went to visit him, and he was sitting in the bed. We were talking, and Prophetess and my brother was talking, and we was laughing, having a joyful time, a godly time, and Prophetess looked over there at the window, and Prophetess told my brother, she said, "Brother Ron," she said, "I see two angels at the window." And my brother said, he said, no, T, call her T. He said, no, T, no. She said, but they are They're God's angels. He said, she said, they're right there, but they're sitting on the window. That's right there. The prophet saw these angels. And a few days later, my brother passed away. But Prophetess Teresa saw those angels, and my brother knew in his heart that it was time to go. Amen. We're talking about angels, my brother and sister. They do exist. Yet Luke described these angels as appearing in the form of man. While they were perplexed about this thing, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. We talk about in Luke 24. Those angels appear as men. They were soon recognized by the people as angels. The two angels are named in scriptures, have names of men, Michael and Gabriel. And we're talking about angels, my brothers and sister. Can they eat? Can angels eat? Are they able to eat? Angels, my brothers and sisters, when they assume a human body, are able to eat. When three angels visit Abraham, he prepared food for them. Then he took curds and milk and the calf that he had prepared and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree while they ate. That's in Genesis 18. Now, it had been noticed in the psalmist that the psalmist wrote of the food of angels. Humans ate of the bread of angels. He sent them food in abundance. Psalms 78:25. We're talking about angels, my brothers and sisters. However, we are not to be take these angels literally, because since angels do not have bodies, but they do occupy space. When angels appear, they are always clothed, sometimes in white or very bright clothing. Remember, I was telling you about Prophetess and Pastor Teresa Docks when she told Brother Ron, there they are in white, sitting at the windows. And here we are talking about angels that are always clothed, sometimes in white or bright clothing. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men, dazzling clothes, stood beside them. We find no darkness in them whatsoever. They are representing God, who himself is light. When Jesus ascended into heaven, two angels appear wearing white clothes and having the appearance of men. We're talking about angels, my brothers and sisters. What are the appearance of the angels that is before you? I mean, okay, cocaine is white. But is cocaine your angel? Cocaine is white. Crack is white and clear. Is that your angels? You think because they're white that they're angels? They are a devil in disguise, my brothers and sisters. We talking about your angels that is leading you to destruction. We're talking about your angels that is keeping you from moving forward, that's not motivating you, that's keeping you from the word of God, that's keeping you from having your from surrendering all, from keeping your salvation at a standstill, from keeping you from not studying to show yourself approved, from keeping you from not falling on your knees or laying prostrate before the Lord and asking him for forgiveness. It's keeping you, your angel, your alcohol, your drugs, your crime, your stinking thinking is keeping you from this. Those are your angels that is blocking your way. What is the face of your angel? We're talking about the martyr Stephen, said to have the face of an angel when he spoke to the religious ruler. And all who sat in the council looked intently at him, and they saw that his face was like the face of an angel. This idea behind the phrase face of an angel seemed to be that his face was shining. You know, we've seen that in several people. I've heard many people say when they went to a funeral, they said they saw the angel of a face, angel on her face, or the angel on his face. My brothers and sisters, we talk about angels reflecting the glory of the Lord. Sometimes the glory of the Lord is shown through the angels. Then the angels of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. That's in Luke 2 and 9. Sometimes angels are different looking. Though angels usually appear as normal looking men, there are times when they wore special clothing. Daniel encountered such an angel. He said, I looked up and saw a man clothed in linen with a belt of gold from Uphaz around his waist. His body was like beryl, his face like lightning, his eyes like flaming torches, his arms and legs like the gleam of burnished bronze, and the sound of his words like the roar of a multitude. That's Daniel and 10. My brothers and sisters, who's talking to you? What voices do you hear? What voices do you hear that is allowing you to continue to do what you're doing? Or is that voice, or are you obeying that voice that's telling you it's time to halt, to stop, to cease, and desist your activities? It's time for you now to execute that warrant on that enemy that is allowing you to keep doing what you're doing. That's not allowing you to turn to the house of worship. That's not allowing you to associate yourself with kindred spirits that's going to help you walk and fight the good fight of faith. Amen. We're talking about angels, my brothers and sisters. We're talking about angels. Our angels around us, protecting us. Although angels appear at times in the form of humans, we never find them appearing in subhuman form. They never look like animals, birds, or some other material objects. The Bible says that angels have spoken to people out of the clouds and out of the fire, but the angels never identify themselves with either the cloud or the fire. The Bible says the angels have spoken to people out of the cloud and out of the fire. I'm going back to Pastor and Prophetess Teresa Docks. Her brother passed away some years ago, and she said that she was doing his obituary and she was driving home, and she said, in the clouds, hear me, my brothers and sisters, she said in the clouds she saw her brother Richard face. And he looked down. She said, I'm looking at him. And she said, Teresa, he said, tell everybody. He said, don't miss heaven. Don't miss heaven. Are you hearing me, my brothers and sisters? We're talking about, you know, angels appears in clouds. That's not a joke. We're talking about something that actually happened. Amen. We're talking about angels, my brothers and sisters, appearing in a cloud, saying, tell everybody, hey, I'm just a nobody trying to tell somebody about it. You know the song about anybody that can save somebody. We're talking about angels, my brothers and sisters, identifying the right angels that can lead you down that path. Amen. We're talking about angels, as Christ identified with humanity by by becoming human himself, angels, in a similar way as messengers of God, identify with humanity in awkward forms and languages. They, as his messengers, come to humanity in a way that is identifiable. We're talking about angels, not the myth of angels. We're talking about true angels, godly angels. Now, in the medieval art made popular in the idea that angels had wings, though Daniel in 9 and 21, and Revelation 14 and 6 refers to angels as flying. Neither of these passages mention wings. When angels have appeared to human in the Bible, there is no indication that they had wings. The wings are never attributed to angels who have appeared to humanity. There's two types of angelic creatures, the cherubim and the seraphim. Have wings. Apart from the cherubim guarding the Garden of Eden after the sin of Adam and Eve, there is no other report of their appearance to humans. They are seen in visions or are representative figures in the Ark of the Covenant and the temple. Thus, the idea that some angelic creatures do have wings does have some biblical validity. It is not certain, however, that any angels appear to humans ever was in a form that include wings. We're talking about angels, my brothers and sisters. We're talking about who are your angels? Who do you think are your angels? Who do you believe are your angels? Who are you following? Who are you worshiping? Who are you praising? We're talking about angels, my brothers and sisters. My. Some angels are devils in disguise. And that's what's getting our brothers and sisters today. We get caught up with so much in this society. We get caught up with our peers. We get caught up with our homies. And they telling you, man, I got all this bankroll in my hand, in my pocket. And I'm doing this, brother, by pushing drugs. I'm doing this, brother, by selling stolen items. I'm doing this, brother, by knocking old folks in the head and robbing young folks that's not street savvy. Man, I got it all, man. I feel good. I got everything I need. And you think what he's doing is because you think he's prospering? And it looks good? It looks bright to you because of what he or she is doing? You know, your angels, my brothers and sisters. That's just a devil in disguise that is there to kill, steal, and destroy your being, your soul. He wants it. He wants to take it. That's a devil in disguise. It looks like an angel. It walks like an angel. Tastes like an angel. Smokes like an angel. You shoot it in your vein like an angel. You drink it like an angel. You rob like an angel. You steal like an angel. But that's the devil in disguise, my brother and sister. That's the devil in disguise. We're talking about angels, my brothers and sisters. Know your angel. Try. You got to try the Spirit by the Spirit. And you know for a fact, you know right from wrong. And you know that Spirit is not of God. God wouldn't put anything up in his vein. God wouldn't put anything up his nose. God wouldn't put smoke in his lungs and hold it. God wouldn't take ecstasies any type of uppers and downers or any type of depression. God wouldn't do this because it takes you away from reality. You think you're seeing angels, but you're seeing the devil. Amen. You're seeing the devil. I'm talking about angels, my brothers and sisters. Angels in disguise. Amen. We're talking about angels in disguise. And we need to recognize this, my brothers and sisters. We need to recognize this. This angel in disguise. I'm going to pause for the cause right now. And I'm going to let you hear angels in disguise. Amen. Angels in disguise.
You look like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel. But I got one. You're the devil in disguise. For yes, you are devil in disguise. Like an angel, walk like an angel, talk like an angel, but I got one. You're the devil in the sky, oh, yes, you are the devil in the sky. I thought that I was in heaven, but I was sure surprised. Heaven help me, I didn't see the devil in your eyes. You look like an angel, walk like an angel, talk like an angel, but I got one. You're the devil in the sky.
Oh, yes, you are. Oh, yes, you are. You know, that song says it all. And we experience this in life. We see people that looks like an angel, walks like an angel. And you know, and the song says, but he got wise. When are you going to get wise to know that this is not of God? I'm talking about your habits. Whatever it may be, when you start worshiping and putting your habits before God, that's the devil in disguise. Yeah, it makes you feel good. Yeah, it talks to you. Yeah, it walks with you. It does everything that you want it to do. But it's not of God. Destroying you, my brothers and sisters. It's destroying you. Here you are, you can't keep a job. You're fighting against your spouse or your significant others because something inside of you is telling you there's something better on the outside. The grass is greener on the other side. My brothers and sisters, I'm trying to tell you, what looks good to you, it's not always good for you. But the word of God, drink it one time. Taste and see that the Lord is good. You will not have to thirst anymore. You don't hear me. You don't hear me. I can't feel you right now. I'm trying to tell you that angels you see that you see that is causing you to do things that's not of God. And I know you know right from wrong. Now, if you want to quit, if you want to get back on track and don't want to be derailed anymore, surrender yourself and get back into the train. Get back on the train and let that train lead you to that path of righteousness. I mean, angels are spirit beings. Who is, I mean, the form of the angel is not exactly describe to us. But we do know that physical form, like humans, does exist. But when they do appear to humans or to us, they appear as men, not women. The concept that they have white skin and play a harp or flies around above your head is not found in the Bible. We're talking about angels, my brother and sister. The two types that we know of, the angelic creatures, the cherubim and the seraphim, are said to have wings, but they are not. But it's not clear. It's not clear about any other angels that we know of with wings. Every man has within him the possibility of an angel. You know, there's a lady that said that at a church that we went to, it says, you can find good in everybody, regardless of how bad and nauseous they may be. You can find good in everyone. Well, these enraged enemies of Stephen, when they gnashed their teeth against him at the meeting of the Sanhedrin, and probably also when they were stoning him, saw his face as it had been the face of an angel. That is a great tribute when you can consider it came from men who wanted to kill him. You know, a painter, Rembrandt, famous painting, is that of himself, which is to be seen in the National Gallery in London. Every man produces one masterpiece of himself, day and night, year in and year out, in conscious and unconscious moments, his words and deeds, his secret desires, what he permits or refuses, every hope, every fear, every purpose, all are strokes of the brush of our lives and produce the painting of our lives. One day the canvas is going to be finished. Death is going to frame our life. It's going to put it on an exhibition. We're not a lie can be erased or changed. Not a feature is going to be retouched or altered. The work is finished. When we leave here, my brothers and sisters, our work is going to be finished like a painter. It paints the portraits of our life, things that we have done. And if we don't change it now, once we leave here, you can't erase the strokes of your life, the things you did. Amen. It's time to change, my brothers and sisters. It's time to give it up, what we're doing that's not of God. It's time to study the word. It's time to study the word, learn the word, so you can be able to regurgitate it in times of need. It's time to get down on our knees and pray or lay prostrate before the Lord. Ask for forgiveness. Ask to lead us. Ask to take over. Amen. This is the masterpiece. A masterpiece because it is absolutely the true to our life of what's going on. Here we have Stephen unveiling here suddenly, dramatically at the end of his life. His masterpiece is unveiled. And what a lovely portrait it is. He's like an angel. He looked like an angel. He walked like an angel. He talks like an angel. Amen. He was not in disguise. He was an angel. They had been looking for a traitor or a blasphemer, but what they saw instead was a face of an angel. Amen. It says that he healed, not revealing tones, nor sold his heart to idle moans. though cursed and scorned and bruised with stones, but looking upward, full of grace, he prayed and from a happy place. God's glory smote him on the face. One of heaven's deacons appointed by the church, Stephen had proven himself a mighty preacher of the gospel. In order to silence him, his enemies held him before the Sanhedrin on the charge that he spoke blasphemous words against the Lord and against Moses. What do you think your painting is going to look like of your life? What's the portrait? Is it going to show that you gave up the drugs? Is it going to show that you start walking right, you start going to church, you start praying, you start doing what God has assigned you to do, what God has mandated you to do, what God has given you a purpose? We all have a purpose to fulfill here in life. Are you going to fulfill that purpose? Or are you going to be that individual with the reprobated mind that thinks what you've been doing all along is all along? My brothers and sisters, we're talking about the angel. What are you going to do with your life? How are you going to paint that portrait of your life? Because once it's painted, it cannot be erased. The things you did, things you refused to do, once it's painted, it's there. It's there. My brothers and sisters, it's time to let it go. Find the right angel. Try the spirit by the spirit. If that angel you're dealing with is not of God, if that angel you're dealing with is leading you down the wrong path, if that angel you're dealing with is causing you to use drugs, causing you to drink habitually, is causing you to commit crime repeatedly, if it's causing you unforgiveness in your heart, if it's causing you to curse your brother man, if it's causing you, then that is not your angel. That's the angel that is a devil in disguise. And you must recognize it, because you're not going anywhere. Your life has not gotten any better. Your life is stagnated. You've been doing the same thing over and over again. Your behavior is the same as it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 5 years ago, whatever. You have not changed. That angel is leading you down the wrong path. My brothers and sisters, we're talking about angels. Angels that's going to lift you up, that's going to encourage you, that's going to let you see eternal life. We're talking about angels, my brothers and sisters. Not the one that's in disguise. We're talking about true angels that's going to lead you right. Amen. We're talking about true angels, my brothers and sisters. Our God is an awesome God. We got heavenly hosts. We got legions of angels watching over us. We got legions of angels that's leading and guiding us and helping us and creating us. My brothers and sisters, and healing us and delivering us and prophesizing to us. We have angels, but you must recognize the angels. And we know in our heart when we have done something that's not of God. Amen. I want to thank you, brothers and sisters, for just being a gracious and an attentive audience to the word. I want to just thank you, brothers and sisters, for just being obedient to God by tuning in and just listening and allowing this word to this message to just drive you and just project you through the next days and weeks, and so you can just help someone and you could be an angel to someone. Maybe just an encouraging word, maybe that smile, maybe that glow, maybe just a touch. Be that angel that can save someone from committing suicide, save someone from depression, save someone from just being withdrawn into their own world of darkness. You can be that angel. You can be that angel. Amen. Amen. You know, I would like to ask Mother Phillips to sing a song for me, but I'm not sure if she's on the line. She can either sing a song or she can say a word, but I would like for her to, if she's on the line, to just sing a song. She has an angelic voice, and yet, you know, you have to hear her sing a few verses. But I don't know. Mother Phillips, are you on the line? Amen. Amen. She might get off the line. I don't know if she was on. But it's just, we're talking about the angel. We're talking about that voice. Amen. Thank you once again. This is Thursday Thirst for Truth. I'm your host, Elder QT Docs. I am delighted to be here every Thursday. And as a matter of fact, it just like fires shut up in my bones. I mean, I feel like running. I feel like dancing like David. Oh, my goodness. It just feels so good. Amen. I'm going to turn this over to Prophetess and Pastor Teresa Docs. Amen. I thank you once again. May God bless you and cover you, and his countenance shine upon you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Glory, 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 glory. Begin to tap into his glory. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah. We've been set up for a blessing. We've been set up. We win. God did not leave anything out. I want to thank Elder again, once again, for his awesome teaching, and as he go forth talking about angels, I'm telling you, that's right down my line. I love the encounter of angels. Amen, amen. I just thank God for what he's doing. I thank God for you, and I just pray that God open up the window of insight that we all would understand angels. Amen. Their place. Because as I was having a conference call early this morning with one of my good friends, and we were talking about, guess what? Angels. And we began to talk about Revelation 7. Hallelujah. How John the Apostle was given his description of what he saw. Amen. You know the story. He said, after this, I saw four angels. So that means John saw angels. Amen. He said, I saw four angels, and they were standing at the four corners of the earth. Glory to God. I could imagine they weren't small angels because they were standing at the corner of the earth. And guess what they were doing? They were holding back the four winds of the earth. I don't know how you picture your angel or your angels. I'm talking about God angels now. That they could actually hold back the four winds of the earth. And then the Bible says that no wind might blow on earth or sea or against any tree. And then the second verse, 7th chapter, Revelation, and then John said, then I saw another angel descending. So there you go, four holding back the four winds of the earth, and then another angel ascending. And then the Bible says, from the rising of the sun, the seal, hallelujah. Listen, this is real, people of God. The seal of the living God manifestation is coming. And he called with a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm the earth and the sea. Your angel have authority and power also. And then the angel that ascended was saying, do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees till we have sealed, hallelujah, the servants of our God. That will be you. That will be you. Hallelujah. They're going to hold back the wind. They're going to hold back destruction. Because you're that tree that shall not be moved. You're that tree that's planted by the rivers of water. You're that tree. And the angel is holding back any harm from coming upon you. And when the angel ascended and told them not to allow any harm, listen what happened. Until we have been sealed. Sealed. Hallelujah. And I heard the number of the seal, 144,000, sealed from every tribe of the son of Israel. And you know the story, all the tribes, the 12,000 from the tribe of Judah were sealed. Every single tribe was sealed. You've been bought with a price. You've been sealed. Amen. And the angels that have, they're mentioned so many times in Revelation. They're mentioned so many times in the Word of God. Angels are real. We don't worship them, but guess what? They've been given charge over us. And God is using his angels as messengers. He's using his angels to destroy the enemy. God is using his angels to do work for him. Amen. So I want to encourage you to know that God is working on your behalf. I can just go on and on, you know, because I want to get down to the seven trumpets. But I know that when God have chosen you, you've been bought with a price. You're sealed into eternity. So I want you to stay on the wall, stay focused, learn as much as you can learn about what God have for you so that you will be able to give to others. You'll be able to sing your song. You'll be able to pray your prayer. You'll be able to lead and be used for the glory, hallelujah, for the glory of God. Kingdom Builders coming to you live at 5. I want to encourage you to know that you're not on this line by accident. God has purpose for you. And we encourage you to know that you're well protected. Amen and amen. It's 1 minute after six, and I was told that I went over time. But guess what? There's no time in God. Angels are watching over us, and just be encouraged. Continue to sow in the ministry. Continue to support what God is doing. Continue to allow God to use you and continue to stay in faith. Amen. And I want to encourage everyone on the line to invite someone so that they may listen in. Amen. Starting in the month of March, we will have our new broadcast coming on. And I don't have the line up here, but officially they'll be coming on. And then we have a couple live streaming broadcasts that will come forth. So we got to be innovative. And we have to keep marching up the King's Highway. And with that being said, God bless every single one of you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Keep on marching because you have already won. Because at the end of the story, it says, amen. Amen. God bless everyone, and we love you. Have a wonderful, supernatural rest of the day because angels are watching over you. And have a good evening.